smoke, heat them, you know, see?
Mm-hmm.
She dabbed them, that in that second put bone there, and that caught your officer, it's the possibility, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the bus right open.
Mm-hmm.
So I have done that.
They're good like that. You know, I haven't had oysters like that in, 15 years, I guess. They're good.
I have done that.
Uh-huh. What do you call a small musical instrument? It's about that big, and you put it up to your mouth and you blow on it?
You're talking about mouth organ.
Mm-hmm.
I got one in your room.
Have you? Can you play it?
I can play it a little bit, man.
I thought you gave it to Jimmy.
I put it in your room.
I thought you gave it to Jimmy.
Jimmy gave it back to me.
Well, when we finish this, maybe I'll get you to play some for me, if you wouldn't mind. We'll see how it goes.
I'm watching so long, I forget how to do it.
Well, what do you call a musical instrument that's made out of a piece of metal, and it's shaped like this, and you put it up to your teeth, and you hit it like that?
That's a guitar.
No, it ain't.
Let me see.
It's a guitar.
Yeah, you go put it in your mouth and knock that thing. I have seen that.
And what do you call that kind of thing?
Do you call it?
A juice-off.
What do you call something that children play on that's made with a long board and it's balanced in the middle and one child sits?
I know.
And they go up?
It's a merry-go-round.
Okay.
Well, I made that.
And how'd you make it when you made one?
Well, put it on a post.
Uh-huh.
Put on a pole, and put on a big pole, and put that sweep in them, put a spike in that thing. And then I put a seat on each end of that thing, and shut them around and around. And I make them, put a pole on each side, and put a piece in here, and then put a seat in there, and let them go over.
Oh, now that sounds like fun, too.
Man?
Yeah.
Well, I mean all of that.
Well, now, what about the kind of thing?
Call it a merry-go-over.
Uh-huh.
They call that a merry-go-over.
Uh-huh.
And if you go around, they call it a merry-go-around.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Well, now, what about the kind of thing that goes just up and down like this, the children sit on?
I call that a sort of a paddle.
Okay.
But I call that up and down, you know.
Yeah.
I made that too. Up and down.
Uh-huh.
That's a paddle. Huh? What is it?
That's a seesaw.
Is that what would you call it, a seesaw too?
Yeah,
or is
it? You call it seesaw then. Yeah, that's seesaw up and down that guy. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a piece of stone about that big that you use to sharpen a knife on?
That's a rock.
Okay.
I can't name.
What are some different kinds of wooden fences that people use or used to use?
You have made a rail fence.
Okay, and how was a rail fence made?
That was a long time ago, before I got a wire.
Mm-hmm.
You put it, make a rail fence, see?
And how'd you make one?
Well, you make them like that.
Spit your
ear. See, like a tree,
uh-huh.
You spit them, trees up, and small like rail like that. Then she put a rail like that, and put one at the end, and build your fence up, all the way around, because I built them myself.
So you just have them lying down flat like this?
Yeah, flat like that.
Uh-huh. And then another one would cross down at the other end.
Yeah. And then start with that. Then it's like put one on there until you build that fence up.
Well, now about how many rails high would they be?
4 feet.
Uh-huh.
4 feet high. It's like a wire fence.
And about how long?
10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I already cut them.
Well, did these have any straight up and down posts, or were they all lying flat?
They lay down flat.
Okay.
You can't lay them down, straight up and down. That had a bull fish in it. You know, you build a bull fish, but see, you put the rail there, and that fence out there. Then put the bull fish down, see?
Uh-huh, okay. Let's see, so board fence, they're all straight up and down like this, or just?
Yes, you can make them cross this way, straight up and down, make a panel fence, you know, like uh-huh. Down, you see. It's like you want to build it, see.